Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 4. But the just shall live by his faith. Have any of you had any experience with quicksand? I haven't personally. But I remember when I was young, watched some of the dramatizations of people stuck in quicksand being terrorized by the thought of getting sucked down into the sand. Satan likes to set traps of quicksand around God's Word, especially around this central message of Scripture that we have in our text. The just shall live by his faith. One such trap is for us in many different ways to start thinking that I have to qualify as being just. I have to be better than other people. I have to make up for my wrongs. I have to measure up to at least a partial standard somehow. And yet listen to how this text is quoted in Galatians chapter 3. For as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse, for it is written, cursed is everyone who does not continue in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them. But that one is justified by the law in the sight of God, not, is evident. And this is where it quotes in our text, for the just shall live by faith. And listen to how it goes on. Yet the law is not of faith. For the law says, the man who does them shall live by them. So how can we become the just who are saved by his faith? Well, Galatians continues by answering, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree. We are declared one of the just only by Jesus taking the penalty that you and I deserve to pay, bearing it in our place, perfectly obeying God's law, that his righteousness might be declared yours and mine, justified by God's grace. Another trap of quicksand that Satan plants is for us to begin to think, well, with all these troubles that I'm having, Jesus must not love me. Habakkuk was certainly having troubles. You may remember a week ago we talked about how God had foretold that the Babylonians were going to overrun Judah. He concluded, we'll all die. And Lord, what about your promise of the Savior? That'll fail then. So what did he do? He stopped and thought in terms of faith. Lord, you are everlasting. Therefore, your promise to the Savior, like you, has to be eternal. It can't fail. You are my Holy One. Therefore, all the troubles and evil that may occur in this world may seem bad to me, but I know you must have a good and saving purpose for every one of them, since the just shall live by his faith. We need to thus continually go back to solid ground. Because let's face it, you can't build anything solid on doubt. Just like you can't build anything solid on quicksand. It just won't stay there. So we have to keep going back to that solid ground, to the truths that God has revealed about himself. Habakkuk still does not understand God's mysterious ways. But going back to that solid ground of God's eternal love in Jesus that declares us just, he finds comfort. He finds support. And yet, he then began to think again about the horrors of that coming war with Babylon. And his doubts swept back over him like the returning tide. Lord, what's going to happen when these arrogant unbelievers are raging through our streets in drunkenness and lust, and when they even conclude that their gods are better than you because they beat us? How can that happen? But as these doubts return, once again, he has to go back then to solid ground. It's Jesus' saving love that declared him, that has declared us righteous and nothing else. Like Habakkuk, we often fail at this point, don't we? Jesus has gotten you and me onto that straight, narrow path, and we turn aside once again into the quicksand of doubt, the bog of frustration. Jesus promises to answer our prayers, but all we see is the troubles. And so we say with our actions, if not with our words, how can you claim to be a loving God? You know, dealing with the troubles in our life should rather be like having our appendix removed. Our side may still hurt, but we can no longer say that it's the appendix that's causing that pain, because there's the appendix in the jar. And so when we've given our infected problems to the Lord, we can no longer say that the problem's causing the pain because God's not dealing with it, because there the problem is, in the jar of His almighty hands. We keep going back to that solid ground. You know, that trust doesn't mean that we're sticking our head in the ground like ostriches. Habakkuk verse 1, I will stand my watch, I will watch and see. You know, giving the burden to God, we're then unloaded so we can climb up the tower of faith. And climbing up that tower of faith, we can rise above the clouds that hang over our earthly bound problems. And we can look out to the horizon to watch and see how God will answer us. You know, the lookout in that tower can't assume that, well, nothing's going to happen now, I'm going to take a nap. Because God's answer may come at any time. The lookout can't assume, well, I'm going to just look in this one direction because that's the way it'll come in. Because God's answers often come in the ways that we least expect. And since it is the tower of faith, we will be listening to God's word. Because God answers us through His word. He may bring the answer to us, not by changing the other person like we thought He should do, but by changing us through that word, enlightening and strengthening us to bear the problem. And He does promise through His word that He will transform us from grace unto grace until every trouble is removed, every question answered, for in eternity we will see fully that the just shall live by faith. Habakkuk did not yet understand all the mysteries of God, but he did rejoice in God's grace. And he shows us that we can likewise go back to that solid ground, that we can trust God, because even right now, you and I are living eternally through Christ's righteousness. And if we're living eternally because Christ's righteousness has already been credited to you and me, then should we not live today by faith? The just shall live by faith. In this precious promise of your God, Jesus is giving you the peace of God that passes all understanding. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. We'll conclude with hymn 391, stanzas 1 and 2. An announcement.